My name is Jonas, I'm an addict. The biggest issue I had before I was thinking, should I stand up or should I sit down? And it was the voice up in my head, because a part of me wanted to stand up, because today I'm proud of being a member of Narcotics Anonymous. And it wasn't the case when I came to the fellowship some years ago. And thanks for accepting me to come here to speak. I sent the email that I wanted to speak here. It was my sponsor who told me you should do that, Jonas, because it's nothing that comes natural for me that I'm saying I would like to do it. I want to stand up here and share a message for you, because I'm from another kind of culture. We're stepping a little bit back, the Scandinavian culture. Lovely. Thank you. And first I would like to say welcome if there's anyone new to Narcotics Anonymous. Welcome if somebody's the first ECNA. Thanks for service. Thanks to everybody who's doing NA service on a regular basis. And I really like the topic, Keys to Freedom, because I think that I have been searching for freedom since I was really, really young. I was born in Stockholm, Sweden, in one of the bad areas you're reading about today, with a lot of gangs, a lot of crimes and things like that. And my father, he was a really good sportman. So I was born into a family where doing good results were very, very important. I was born in March. The first Christmas, Mom and Dad went up to the mountains for a ski holiday. I was 9 months old, and I learned very early to walk. So my first Christmas at the hotel, Mom and Dad was not able to go to the restaurant together, because if they took me with them, I was running around. I had sandwich with butter, taking on chairs. So one of them had to be in the hotel room taking care of me. They said that I had ants in my blood. It was really, really tricky for me to be calm, to be sitting and things like that. I'm going to tell you a little bit about where I'm coming from. I'm not going to talk about using drugs, but I'm going to tell you about the keys that I found when I was young. I got a memory. My godfather, he was an addict. He liked to drink, and he liked to gamble, playing cards with money. And I remember I was really, really young. I liked to play cards with him, but I wasn't allowed, so I was in another building trying to sleep. And I remember I woke up in the night crying, because I wanted Mom and Dad to be there, but they were not there. They were drinking with him in another building. So I was laying there and crying for Mom. And my little brother is 1 year younger than me. He had to take care of me. And some years later, grandmother was very, very important for me. She passed away, and me and my brother, we were not allowed to go to the funeral. I think Mom and Dad did it because they thought it was the best for us. But as I said, I came from a sport family, so my dad, he had asked a famous ice hockey player in Stockholm to take care of me and my son. But I wanted to be with Mom and Dad, and I wanted to say goodbye to Grandma. I didn't understand why we were not allowed to join them. And I started to cry again, and the ice hockey player, he didn't know what to do, so went to a supermarket and bought some candies, give them some sugar. And then he bought some candies I didn't like. So I was crying, and my little brother has to take care of me. So I think I learned at a young age that I have to take care of myself. And another memory I have is we went out to friend's house, and I found a little toy gun. Maybe I was 5-6 years old. I found a little toy gun, and I was playing with that toy gun. And when we were going home, I wanted that toy gun, so I took it with me. And of course, the parents called my mom and said, the little toy gun that Jonas had, where is it? And mom asked me, where is the toy gun you were playing with? I wasn't able to be honest. I lied. I didn't know where it is. So years gone by, I started to use. I was lying. I acted on self-will. I wanted. I took it. And also in sport, my younger brother, he was a child star. He was best. He was in the newspaper, TV, and things like that. And it was really tricky for me to have a younger brother who was better than me. And the only time dad gave us a hug was when we had done good in sport. So the kind of shame culture started to grow in me. If I didn't good, I was bad. If I did good, I was good. And I remember we were it was kind of Christmas run. We were going to run 2K, but before we did it, we had to write down the time that we're going to use for running the 2Ks. And we wasn't allowed to have a clock with us. And I was running there. All of us started at the same time. And my younger brother, he came up to me, and I wanted to be first. So I did like this. And of course, when he came in, he was very, very angry at me. Why did you do that, Jonas? And I said, oh, it wasn't my fault. It was a mistake. And dad, he was also very angry at me. And this situation made, I think I felt guilt, but I didn't know what it was. It was just an emotion that I didn't like. I didn't like it. But I learned quick or early that doing some actions, for example, crime, going into a supermarket and take a lollipop and going outside, it changed the emotions. And also, I like to go out in the forest with matches, making fires. I like to go into other houses to take things. And of course, once in a while, I'd get caught by the thing I did. And I didn't know how to handle the emotions that I had. I didn't know how to handle them in the proper way. But I knew that if I do a new crime, it will change. Or if I do something stupid, maybe climbing up in that tree higher than the other guys, it changed my emotions. And I've done some notes here. And also, as I said, my younger brother, he was really, really good in sport. And I started to treat him badly. I started to make nicknames of him. I wanted other kids to treat him badly. So and I also treated other kids badly. I wasn't the guy who took care of other kids. I wasn't. And some years, I was lying. A little bit later, get some money. I like to loan money to friends. I liked other people. Okay, you owe me 10 crowns or something like that. I had my little note block like this. I liked the feeling of being in power of other kids. And this was before I started to use. I have learned some skills to change my emotion. And a little bit later, I found drugs. And it was the biggest solution for me. I loved it. And still today, I remember the first time I used, the freedom I felt. yes, this is it. This is it. But the consequences came quickly to me. I was close to death at the age of 17. The police took me 18. Yale sentence 20, and so on. And of course I did a lot of things in active addiction I'm not proud of, against other people and also against myself. And the solution were all the time, take drugs, take more, do more crime, all the time. I was filling up. I see the disease of addiction like a black hole inside me. I want something outside to fill it up. But the challenge is, I always want more. I want more. I had my own company doing activities, whitewater activities and things like that. Had a lot of employees, had a lot of outside shit like fancy cars and things like that. But it was still a black hole inside me. Inside me, all the time. And slowly it's getting worse all the time. And it was in the gift of desperation, kind of suicide or ask for help. Because for me, to ask for help has been really, really tricky. As I said before, I didn't trust other human beings. Didn't trust mom and dad and things like that. I think they have done as best as they can. But in the gift of desperation, I took a phone. I was not clean, and I don't know who I called. I think it was hotline for a priest or psychiatry or whatever. But in the morning, the day after, I called my best friend's girlfriend. I didn't have the courage to call to him. I called to a lady because I felt safer with the girls comparing to him. And I said to her, I need help. And he came and drew me to a treatment. And it wasn't, maybe 6 months later or 9 months later, I realized they didn't ask me, what kind of problem do you have, Jonas? They didn't ask me. They know. The only one who thought that nobody knows that I had a problem was me. It was obviously to all people around me. I was in deep denial. And yeah, keys to freedom. Keys to freedom. I think that the opposite of freedom is any place, situation, emotion I don't want to be in or have is kind of prison for me. Because being in jail was kind of freedom for me one time. It was no stress. I could relax. But as I said, any place, situation, I don't want to be in. I can be standing up here and feel like a prison, or I can stand up here being calm. And when I came to the fellowship, it's more than 20 years ago. I had one meeting 2 hours away from where I'm living. And it was one of you who said, have you tried to pray, Jonas? I said, no, I'm not religious. But you said it. Try it. Every morning, say thank you for waking up clean. And in the evening, say thank you for going to bed clean. I say, thank you for being clean. Hello. I thought my life was over. It was going to be boring for maybe 60 years or something like that. But I was so wrong. It was one meeting, and I bought about the basic text. This is my first English basic text. And as you can see, I have used it. I bought the Swedish, the Norwegian, and the English basic text, the fifth edition. In the beginning, I didn't understand it was the same book, just three different languages. My brain was a little bit dirty. Some says that NA is brainwashing. Yeah, I needed to wash my brain because it was so dirty. In the end of my using, my brain said to me, I was not allowed to talk about drugs. I'm not going to do that. However, I needed to wash my brain, and I prayed. I prayed a lot, because for me it was easily to go down on my knees and to pray to something. If you have a religious God, I'm fine with that. I have God as I understand God. Because it was very, very tricky for me to call to another human being and say, hello, I need help. Life sucks right now. I don't know what to do. It was easier to pray to something. And I went to that meeting once a week, and I read in the literature every day in between. Every day. Because especially the personal stories gave me so much hope. And about 1 year, I've been clean for 1 year, and it was a new gift of desperation, was because my life didn't get better when I became clean. My life became worse, because all the emotions that I've been trying to run away from popped up. All the old keys I had for freedom, using, you know, all that kind of keys didn't work any longer. So I have the emotion, and I had really hard time to accept emotion and to see what kind of emotion is this. I didn't know. It was good or bad. I could make a value of them. This is good or this is bad. Today, I think that all emotions are good. The challenge for me is how to handle them, how to treat them, how to treat me with love when I have emotions, especially emotions that is tricky for me to accept. And I asked a guy if he could help me with a step working process, because you told that every meeting work the steps, it's the solution. But I was very, very special, born in Sweden, living in Norway, younger than other people there, and then I realized that all of us think that we are very special, and that's something that we have in common. And I started to work, and it was before we had the guidebook in Norwegian, so we did it another way. But we had the focus all the time on the guiding principles or spiritual principles, call it whatever you want. So in each step we had the list of the principles, and before I started to work the next step, I had a focus on the principles, how to practice acceptance here and now. It's very easy for me to write about things, but much harder to practice acceptance when life is not in the way I want it to be in, or I have an emotion I don't want to have, or the weather is, you know. And also I have an open mind, because I have a lot of expectations. And when I have expectation, I'm in a way closed-minded, because if the expectations doesn't fit with with the reality, I get disappointed. K keys to freedom. There is a picture in the book about our symbol, God's self-service society, and taking care of all the four sides. My freedom gets higher. I'm going to read a short part here. I thought I was going to speak for 1 hour, and then he said, no, you have 30 minutes. Yes, I know that. And people has tried to say stop to me before. One thing, a lot of people say, oh, I'm so afraid of standing up there and get all the attention and things like that. For me, opposite. I'm afraid that people not seeing me. That's why I did a lot of things when I was young. Hello, see me. See me. Lovely. This is from the end of chapter 9. We live a day at a time, but also from moment to moment. When we stop living in the here and now, our problems become much more unreasonable. Patience is a strong point with us. That's why we need our slogans and our NA friends to remind us to live the program just for today. Tell yourself. And then the story coming. So a very important key for freedom for me is to be able to be in the present moment. And I think it was one of the things that happened first to me when I came to NA was I was sitting in a meeting. I had maybe 25 voices up in my head. But I was listening to you, and I had the identification when you were talking about what's happened inside. And I was in the moment. I was in the moment. Because my brain wants to be in the future or in the past. But through the process of step working, getting rhythm of the past, and also see my own fear for the future, I got some tools who can help me to be able to live in the present moment. I remember the first time I was writing the fourth step. As I said before, it was before we had the guidebook in Norwegian. Maybe it was in Sweden, I don't know. We had a question about fear. Do you have any fear in your life? I wrote, no. Next question. I still remember me and my sponsor, we were talking about that. And he saw it a little bit differently than me. And we had to talk about it. I also talked with my sponsor some days ago about that I was going to share here. And he said one thing to me that is really, really important. And it's also an important tool to freedom, is to have fun. To have fun. Have fun, Jonas. Go up on the stage and have fun. Because before, I took myself so seriously. If somebody said something to me and I didn't like it, I wanted to hit him. Hello, I'm just a human being. To laugh a little bit about myself, to laugh about the funny things that I'm doing. Funny thoughts I'm having and things like that. Another very important key for me to freedom is to meditate, to be calm. When I came to NA, if I went to a meeting and it became silent, my heart started. I thought that everybody was thinking about me. Something wrong with me, have done something, you don't like me, and so on. Today, silence is very peaceful for me. And a couple of weeks ago, I went to a 10-day silent meditation retreat. And I was sitting, meditating. And then some person in the back of me, maybe was sitting on a chair or whatever, and went, all of a sudden went, okay. From the chair or something like that. And then a couple of seconds later, as I said, I had the peace, had the serenity. 30 seconds later, and I felt, I started to get a little bit, hello. And then 10 seconds later, about what the fuck? Can't you go outside? And to be honest, I don't know what that person was going through. And I get really angry. I started to judge. One of my biggest character defects is I'm judging other people, I'm judging myself. And I was sitting there, fuck. And it was almost that I wanted to go up and tell the person, could you please go out? And then, with the help from whatever, I started to look inside to see, Jonas, you are sitting here, peace. And then a little sound makes you, or I give that sound, the power to change my emotion from calm, harmony, to anger, almost want to kill another person. Almost. And that's power. 5 minutes? Yeah. And to see my responsibility in things like that. In the evening, the teacher was talking about doing good things for other people without expecting something back. And I was sitting there, okay. The day after was new session for longer period of meditation. And I changed. I'm sitting on a kind of, not a chair, but it's two wood pieces like that. So I'm sitting on that one on my knees. So I was sitting there maybe 10 minutes and I was trying to move a little bit and from me. And I was sitting there, fuck. Now you need to be very, very calm, Jonas. Don't move. And I was sitting there. And then maybe 10 minutes later, hello, Jonas, what are you doing? It's okay if you make some noises as well. I'm not doing it because I want other people to get angry on me. But my first reaction was, don't make any noises. Be perfect. But what's perfect? I think perfection is being human being. I'm doing sometimes good things. Sometimes I'm doing less good things. That's being perfect. Without faults is something different. And I was sitting there and then I was, okay, Jonas, it's okay to do a little bit noises. I was able to relax again. And in the end of this retreat, we had a sharing part, and I said thank you to the person who made the noises, because it made me getting in contact with things I need to see inside me. Keys to freedom. So much more. Yeah, and it's, for me, acceptance is very, very important. To accept me in my body, with the emotions and things outside. Because when I was young, I always wanted to be somebody else than me. I was lying about everything. I wanted to be somebody else. I wasn't good enough the way I was. Is it 2 minutes? I just want to end with keys of freedom I found in NA. But I need to use them. I need to use the tools on a daily basis. And for me, my relationship with my higher powers is very, very important. I remember when I changed sponsor, I think it's 12 years ago or something like that. At that time, I went to maybe 2-3 meetings a week. And he asked me, Jonas, how many meetings do you attend every week because you need it? And I said, 2-3. And he said, oh, it's too many. I said, what the fuck? You should go to one meeting a week because you need it. And then you add 2-3 meetings because maybe somebody else needs you to be at that meeting. And it changed my mind to going from, I need a meeting, I want you to change my emotions, to go to meeting. Maybe somebody else needs me to be there. And I've been so blessed. I've been able to travel a lot around the world, to many conventions. Many friends I've known for a long time. And I have freedom today. In the beginning, I didn't have the courage to go to meetings in the area of Stockholm City where I was born, because I was so afraid of meeting somebody I know at the meeting. I didn't understand, if I meet somebody at the meeting, they are probably there at the same reason as me. And I was so shameful of being an addict in recovery. And I remember, I think it was 2005, at the convention in Oslo, Norway, area convention, was one guy from US who took the mic and he said, I stand up for my recovery. And he looked proud of being in recovery. He looked proud to stand up. And that's one of the reasons I like to stand up, because I'm proud. I'm proud of the work I've done. I'm proud of the work that I'm doing. Not better than anybody else, but I'm proud of the things I'm doing. And for the last 18 years, I've had at least 2 service positions all the time. One at home group and a lower level. Because doing service in the lower level is also very important for me. I know home group service is the most important service, but less important service is always also important. And I mean, this ECNA is, with help from EDM, European Delegates Meeting, who are trying to carry the message to new areas, to places where ECNA is not. A lot of addicts are outside there, still using. Haven't heard the message that we have. Yes. I would like to end with, if you have heard anything that I said that you think was good, please say thank you to your God, because I didn't know what you needed to hear. And if you think that everything that I said was just crap, please say thank you to your God for the opportunity to practice unconditional love. And my name is Jonas. I'm an addict. Thank you.